The Guardian.
A lot of science teachers have always assumed that if any student brings up creationism in the classroom, the best thing to do is just to either ignore it, tell them that it's got nothing to do with the science they're studying, or that they should raise it in an RE lesson or somewhere. But the number of students coming into science classrooms in the United Kingdom who have creationist beliefs, or who come from families with creationist beliefs, is growing. So science teachers are finding more and more students with these sorts of views. And from my own experience of having tried to teach biology and science for many years, whether to 11 to 19-year-olds or undergraduates, is I've now changed what I try and do. I used to try and deal with students who believed in creationism as if this was a simple scientific misconception, a bit like thinking that plants get most of their mass from the soil, and that a bit of good teaching could help them understand that they were wrong. This isn't the case. Students who believe in creationism often believe in it not because of a scientific misconception, but because they have a completely different way of understanding the world. They literally have a different world view. And what I now see my job as an educator to do is to help them to understand the scientific theory of evolution, and if teaching cosmology, the almost universally accepted scientific ideas that the universe is 13 or 14 billion years old, etc., but not to try and force it on them as the correct way of understanding the world, the universe, helping them to see that it's the almost universally accepted scientific way, and in this way, I hope both to respect them as students, but actually ensure they learn more science than if they're presented with science as if it's going to trample over their beliefs.
What do you say to the position of someone like Richard Dawkins or Lewis Wolpert that those positions, creationism, it just simply isn't science? It's not a scientific theory and it has no place in a scientific lesson or a science lesson.
Both Richard and Lewis are right that creationism is not science, and it should not be given equal time in science lessons, and it shouldn't be presented by science teachers as a scientifically valid alternative. But as a teacher, I'm comfortable when dealing in science lessons with what students bring to the lesson, even if it isn't good science. So I'd want to acknowledge, without in any way ridiculing the student, and this might be perhaps where I differ from certainly Richard Dawkins in a science lesson, I'd want to acknowledge that for the student, that is how they understand the world, and I can respect them for that, but I want to make it very clear that's not the way the overwhelming majority of scientists understand the world, and we have very good evidence-based reasons as to why scientists understand the world they do, and then nothing would delight me more than to get into the scientific evidence for evolution or the history of the universe.
You mentioned ridiculing there. Are you implying that sometimes Richard Dawkins does that?
I would not accuse Richard himself of doing that, but I've seen science teachers on discussion boards, and I've seen scientists, when debating with students, behave in a way that conveys the impression you are talking rubbish. As a science teacher, I think I would almost never want to give students that impression.
Why not? Is it counterproductive?
Two reasons. As you say, it's actually counterproductive in terms of them learning science, and I want them to learn some good science. But particularly in school level, one is dealing with technically children. And children can get themselves in all sorts of mental states of affairs, but one should always be respectful of them, even if one disagrees with them.
Do you think there's a potential problem here, an argument that about confusion, that kids could just simply be confused about what is science, what is scientific, what is backed by scientific evidence, and what is non-science?
There is indeed potential for confusion here. Having said that, there's a lot of confusion already, and I think if science teachers are upfront about, if you like, bounding, putting a boundary around what their aims are, it can help to clarify things, because I really like students when they start arguing with me about whether something is or isn't scientific. An obvious case at the moment would be intelligent design. And one can't do this with young children because they don't know enough science, but I would feel comfortable certainly with 16, 17-year-olds discussing whether or not intelligent design is or could be scientific.
And just finally, one rather controversial statement that Richard Dawkins has made previously is that labelling children as a Christian child or a Muslim child is tantamount to child abuse. What do you think about that?
This is an inappropriate and insulting use of the phrase child abuse. As anybody who has ever worked, as incidentally I have over many years, with children who have been either sexually or physically abused knows. Children, I understand Richard's logical point, children come from families that have particular beliefs, and very young children can't be said to be a Christian or a Muslim in the same way that a teenager or an adult could be.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.